Greetings and blessings, dear ones. I have been invited to share a message with you today. With the coming of spring, you will be noticing that the light is returning in your part of the planet. The days begin to get warmer, the sun is stronger, and life feels a little brighter. We invite you to take your cues from nature, dear ones. The time for hibernation is ending. You have planted the seeds during the winter. It is time now to continue nurturing and watering those seeds of what is coming next, allowing them to bloom, allowing your ideas to blossom and come to fruition. Maybe you have had inspiration for a new project or a new way of doing things, a new way of being, perhaps. We invite you to embrace your guidance and to move forward with much ease and grace. Allow yourselves to follow your heart and guidance in this way, utilizing the energy of this season, of new growth, of blossoming, of unfurling. Allowing your ideas to come to fruition over the next month or so. We invite you also to trust in the wisdom of your heart for your endeavors. It is not the wisest choice to approach your ideas from the head, in the logic, how should I kind of way. It is much more beneficial for you, dear ones, to open your heart and allow your guidance to flow from within. Follow the guidance of your heart and not your head. Trust in the process and know that all happens in divine timing. There may be some of you wondering, but how do I open my heart? We understand it is a topic that is talked about fairly frequently. You may find it easier to place one hand or even both hands upon your heart in the center of your chest. Close your eyes. And in your own time, a couple of nice deep breaths. Allow yourselves to receive, dear ones, the energy of Source. If you prefer, you can connect into the energy of your true home. It is your intention that will make this possible. Allow the source energy, divine energy, the energy from home, to flow into your body. Allow it to flow down through your body. It fills your heart. Take a deep breath and feel it, sense it filling your heart. Allow the energy to continue flowing down your body. It flows into your legs, into your feet, and you know now that your whole body is filled with this beautiful light. The energy flows through your feet. It continues down into the earth and stretches all the way and connects you with the beautiful crystal in the center of the earth. And now, dear ones, you may sense in some way the loving and nurturing energies from your beloved Earth Mother. They surround you, they flow through you. This beautiful, nurturing earth energy will join with the light of the divine in your heart. And together you will feel these energies grow as they combine and entwine with one another. In this moment, dear ones, you are grounded. You are centered. I invite you to continue breathing in nice and deeply, slowly, focusing your attention on your heart. And now that your heart has your full attention, what is it it wishes to share with you? Do ask, dear ones. And know that you can come to this place anytime and ask the question. Ask any question. What is my next best step on this project? What is the most benevolent thing for me to do now or to focus on now? Is it in my best interest to start this project first, or in my best interest to start that project first? The only limits of what you can ask your heart, dear ones, are the limits that you yourself place upon it. We invite you to get connected, to stay connected, to be open to the answers. But to receive answers, dear ones, there must first be questions. So to answer the question, as you are grounded and centered, your heart begins to open. There may be more that needs to be explored in the heart space. If your heart is heavy or cluttered with energies of your past, if you have closed your heart for fear of rejection, for fear of being abandoned, for fear of falling in love too deeply, we invite you to explore that work. Explore the possibilities of an open heart. Allow yourselves to forgive and let go, dear ones. Please understand this. When you close your heart to protect it from hurt, you close it completely. The love that you have to share with others or to share with the world cannot pass through the walls. The love that all others would offer to you cannot be felt through those walls. Seek support, guidance, or assistance if you need to. Many times it is about forgiveness, letting go. But each day, if you spend a few moments intending to open your heart, sitting with the energies of your heart, it will strengthen, it will open, and you will receive your own inner wisdom as to exactly what you need to do to allow that to happen. So grab those ideas with both hands. Trust in your own innate wisdom, dear ones. Plant those seeds, nurture them, and watch them grow. With much love and many, many blessings as always.